Well, I appreciate you being here today. Looks like our number is down a little bit, but I'm glad you're here. You pray for Stuart Eisenhower's parents, Parks and Opal Boland, Bertie Keywood, Jeanette Graybeal, Geneva Wilson, Janet Green's grandma, and Joanne Hauser's dad, and Reverend Mickey Rogers, they found tumors in his brain, so you pray really hard for him. Pray for Luther, he requested prayer for Phyllis and Larry. I didn't know about that when I had this prayer this morning. And John Caldwell, he's been in the bed 3 or 4 days with his legs swelling up, so you pray for him. And all the others that are sick, God knows who they are. And pray that the Lord will just be here this morning and do whatever we need done. Ushers, come on, we'll receive the offering, and you give whatever you can. And pray that God will continue to move in this meeting. God will do whatever we need done today. And God will help us in this hour to do his will. And God knows what we need. Let's bow and pray. Father, I pray that you'll help us today, God, as we come without sense enough to know what to do. We'll be led by the Spirit of God, and the Holy Ghost will direct us in the ways of God, the things of God. I pray to bless these that are going to hell this morning. Save them by your grace. Cause them to see the need of Jesus. I pray for the church here today. I pray for all the requests that's been made known and some that hadn't been. I pray that you'll bless them, God, today. Those that are sick, I pray that you'll encourage and bless them and strengthen them. I pray for all the mothers over this country today. I pray for the ones that's living, the ones that's gone on, that you'll bless their memories. Lord God, that these youngins, some of these children, and God, you know all about us today. I'm glad, God, you can be everything we need today. God, I'm glad that you can be everything that anybody needs today. I'm glad you are everything that anybody needs. And help us, God, just to look to you. Oh, God, I'm so glad that you're able to help us and take care of us and look after us, God. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Bless now, have the offering, and God, make people give as unto the Lord. And I'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I remember as a child the life my mother lived, telling me of Jesus and the love he had to give. But what I remember most of all is when on Jesus' name she'd call, I can see her there upon her knees in prayer. And I thank God for praying mothers who spend time on their knees, praying for their children, that their lives the Lord would lead. For when she's touching heaven, something's taking place. All of heaven pays attention to a mother on her face. Now a mother's love can be compared to what Christ done for me. How he hung on that old rugged cross. It was there he thought of me. For he paid the debt that I might live, and still in my my mind I see my mother lifting up my name while praying on her knees. And I thank God for praying mothers who spend time on their knees, praying for their children that their lives the Lord would lead. For when she's touching heaven, something's taking place. All of heaven pays attention to a mother on her face. So if you think about your mother, you'd better be aware. It could be that she has spent time on her knees in prayer.
That's good. I appreciate that. Amen.
Page number 68. I know a man who can.
I can't take. Oh,
is my story, all the way from earth to glory. Since by grace He lifted me from sin and woe, living grace He has extended, as on Him my heart's depending, and He'll give new grace I've not needed before. Sufficient from His vast supply, grace to make my heart more tender, grace to love and pray for sinners, and He'll give new grace when it's my time to go.
Searching for riches, while others seek a title to hold. There are those who strive for the treasures of this life, but I'm seeking more grace for my soul. throne. I'm not asking you to spare all the burdens I must bear. I'm just asking for grace, Lord, that song. Grace to overcome every trial and test. Grace to stand for thee, dear Lord, and do my very best. Grace to tell the world about your saving plan. That's all I ask of thee, dear Lord, is grace to stand.
I'm not asking for a bed of roses, a cross. I'm not asking to get by without going through the fire. I'm just asking for grace, Lord, that's all.
Grace to overcome every trial.
Well, he got plenty of it. I don't even know if we have to ask for it or not. We just need to meet it. I think sometimes we think, well, God ain't going to do it. You boys, can you sing without what you call? Can you sing without your leader? Or whatever he is. He's going on a vacation. I don't know what part anybody sings hardly, except Bill. Bill sings bass. You gonna play for him? All right. I know it's Mother's Day, and I know you're in a hurry, and I ain't got a whole lot to preach. I don't guess. You can leave in case I get overtime, but I'm gonna hurry and quit if I can. It's hot in here to me. Is it in hot to you and the rest of you? It is, huh? I don't want them to go to sleep on me. I mean, that makes me upset worse than anything. Folks sleep while I try to preach just because they're hot, and I'm hot too. I mean, I get hotter preaching than you do listening. Come on. I reckon I do. You pray for them.
We're missing our strummer.
Bless it.
I've read in the Bible that God so loved sinners that he let his son die in our place. Paid the price for their sins on the old cross of Calvary. Thank the Lord for his marvelous grace. Thank God there's a bridge o'er the river, and we'll see the Redeemer's sweet face. With him we shall reign there forever. Thank the Lord for his marvelous grace. I have read how he said, let let your heart not be troubled, for I go to prepare you a place. Streets of gold, gates of pearl, and its walls are of jasper. Thank the Lord for His marvelous grace.
Wonderful grace.
Thank God there's a bridge over the river, and we'll see the Redeemer's sweet face. With Him we shall reign there forever. Thank the Lord for His marvelous grace.
Wonderful grace.
They've been singing a whole lot about grace this morning. I hope everybody will get some.
Amen.
Brother Green's cousin passed away, and I think said he'd be gone tonight. And some of the rest of him may be, I don't know. But come back if you can. Turn to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. I just want to read the whole 14, from verse 14 through the rest of it. Revelation 3:14. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mightest be rich, and mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mightest see. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, if any man will hear my voice, I'll open the door, I'll come in to him, sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also have overcome and have sat down with my Father in His throne. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. I know and I realize this is to Israel. I mean, this is a Jewish church. And I realize they've got to overcome. We've been singing about grace. That means you've done got it. But I want to talk to you. I was asking these fellows the other day, I asked two or three of them, where is the Holy Ghost? I mean, there's no conviction of sin to anybody. I talked to these boys for an hour the other day, yesterday, and man, it didn't even faze them. They sat around and dozed while I was talking. No fear of God.
Amen.
No conviction.
Amen.
No nothing.
Amen.
And then I got to wondering about where is the Holy Ghost. Well, I think I found out some things, but I believe I'll just talk to you this morning on I think I found the answer. In verse 17, because thou sayest. Now this don't say that they don't, they're not rich.
Amen.
They said they was.
Amen.
That's like a lot of folks that say, I'm saved. That don't make you saved because you say you're saved. And you can say, I'm rich. It don't make you rich because you say you're rich. And all the stuff that you're saying ain't what it needs to be said. You need to hear what God is saying. I mean, what you're saying, most of the time, like he said it a while ago, like Britt said, most of it's lies. Most of we lie to ourselves. I told him, I've been telling these boys for weeks, quit lying to yourself. Quit saying I'm saved when you know you're not, because you just said a little prayer to somebody. I mean, you just said a little something. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Bless God, you got to have the voice of the Lord come into your heart. You have to hear God speak. I mean, he said, if any man hear my voice, I'll come in. He ain't coming in till you hear his voice. I mean, that ain't going to be out loud, but that'll be down in your heart when the Holy Ghost speaks to your heart. And he said, let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. So that's God on the outside, but it's in the form of the Holy Ghost. I mean, Jesus done gone back to heaven now. And this all happened after he arose from the dead, and that couldn't have been saved otherwise. And he's saying now, I'm standing at the door. The only reason he's out there is because we've run him off.
Amen.
We think we're rich. Now, I talked to Mitko over in Bulgaria, and he said them people over there didn't want God until they all lost everything they had, got no job, got nothing. I got to thinking that's the way it was when I got saved back in the Depression days. When I wasn't saved in the Depression days, but I lived through them. And people were getting saved back then, worshiping God, enjoying God, because they didn't have nothing.
Amen.
They'd lost it all. But we say we're rich. I mean, you ain't rich. I mean, Lord God, if you got a string of credit cards 40 foot long, and you owe everything you'll ever live to pay off, you ain't rich.
Amen.
You're a pauper, son.
Amen.
I mean, those fellas back there didn't have no credit card, wasn't in debt. But bless God, they knew they didn't have nothing up here either. They didn't have nothing in their pocket, but they didn't have no credit card to get nothing with. And they couldn't have bought it. They couldn't buy a job. You couldn't find one. And I went without food 3 or 4 days a week. Because, son, listen, I mean, I don't know what it's like. But you know what? We've got the riches on our mind, that's all. And it's not wrong to be rich. It's wrong to lie about it. It's law. I mean, Abraham was rich, but he didn't lie about it. But we're lying about it. They said, we are rich. They said, I am rich. Now, that's not so. I mean, these churches that think, well, we've got money. What's money? That don't make you rich. I mean, what's money? It's going to all be gone pretty soon. I mean, if some of these fellows are telling me the truth about it, and if I'm hearing the truth, and I believe what they're telling me, the ones that's telling me is telling the truth as far as they know, but about a year and a half from now, if all these computers fall out and all this stuff goes out of business, you ain't going to have nothing. So bless God, you just might as well ball up and say, God, help me. Now, I mean, right now, we're in a mess, but I'm glad that I don't have to. Hey, I got saved. I got saved with a pair of patched breeches on. Didn't have a change of clothes, but I was rich. I'm still rich. I mean, I'm rich in God and rich in His glory and His grace. He is rich, and I'm in Him. Hey, listen, it's not the things of this world that makes you rich. I mean, this is a bunch of deception that you think, well, I've got money. I can buy my way out. You can't do it. I'll read that to you one of these days when I get a chance. But you can't buy your way out. I read over in Ezekiel where they said they're going to throw their gold and their silver in the streets because money won't pay. Money won't buy them. I want to tell you right now, we're living in a sad day when everybody's got their eyes on riches. That ain't got a thing to do with what I'm preaching about this morning. This church said we're rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing. Great God, when a church gets in that shape, they sure do need something. I mean, Lord, have mercy. I tell you, when I was preaching back in my first church, 52 years ago this month, I got my first church. 52 years ago this month, they paid me $10 a month, finally. I mean, they finally got to paying me. After the first time I wasn't taking, first few Sundays, first few months I went, I just walked up there and preached, went back, wouldn't take nothing. But one day some old preacher said, well, son, you're causing them to miss a blessing. Take a little bit. So they give me $10 a month. And my house rent was $10 a month. Well, I didn't have nothing. Had one suit of clothes, and I'm walking up there every Sunday preaching in the same old suit, shouting the victory. I mean, I haven't got to bless me, shouting on the way up there and shouting on the way back, shouting all week long, praising God. I mean, I've been over yonder and come back from the war, and I'm still shouting and praising God. You know, if you'll notice, the poorest people in this church is the one that gives more glory to God. They got more than anybody else that I know of. You take a fella that thinks he's got it. Now, you don't have to have anything. It's what you think you got or what you're trying to get. Now, I'm not talking about you trying to get rich. I mean, I want you to make money. But I want God to bless you.
But you know, all of these youngins are just waiting to get out of here so I can get me a car. Now, that's the most stupid thing you ever got a hold of. When I didn't have no car, I had to walk to church, had to walk to preach, had God all over me. Cars sometimes takes the blessings out of you because you think I'm something. I got my driver's license. Well, you'd have been 100 times better off over yonder in Bulgaria without a driver's license, without a car, eating a few times a week, maybe 2 or 3 times a week, and having nothing to wear, and having to depend on America to send you something. You'd have been a lot better off than you are today, thinking, boy, just wait till I get out of here. What in the name of God are you waiting for? You better get up here and get what Brits are talking about this morning. And get God on you. Get a hold of God, and get the power of God.
Amen.
But all these churches over this country, they get so much money, they have to build something. They can't find no mission work to give it to. They can't find nobody that they ought to give it to. They can't find somebody hurting out yonder or hungry out yonder that they can send it to. They got to build something because they want to impress somebody that we are somebody. I mean, they said, we're rich. They said it. God said, you're not.
Amen.
Most of the things we say is not so anyway. They said, boy, look what we're doing. You ain't doing nothing. Either God, you're doing it or it ain't getting done. You may be making a big show. You may have 6 Mercedes like I watched old Jimmy Swaggart on the TV the other day. He got 6 Mercedes sitting in his yard. His son's got one, his wife got one, his son's wife got one, 2 or 3 other folks in the outfit's got one, and their wives got one. I mean, then I can't even trade cars. I wouldn't want a new one. I'm trying to get me a used one. But here he is. $2.5 million house. His son's got a $250. I mean, I'm not saying nothing about that. I'm just telling you what I'm listening to. He's worth over $100 million. His son is getting $600,000 a year, and he's getting $600,000 a year, and he's a speaking in tongues, and he's a preaching. And I heard him say, I'm as clean as the blood of Jesus can make me. And I thought, well, good. I'm glad he got cleaned up. That's the only thing that'll clean you. And then after a while he said, when they caught me out there with that prostitute, if I hadn't been afraid, I'd have died and went to hell. I'd have run from a big truck. And I thought, great God, the blood didn't do too much for you. Lord God, I mean, if the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses you from anything, he cleanses you from all sin. And son, listen, that kind of stuff being preached, folks are sending money. They say, boy, he's rich. We're rich. We're great. We're good. We're not.
Amen.
Them folks in Bulgaria have a lot better meeting than you'll ever have.
Amen.
We'll never have the kind of meeting they're having because we got too much to worry about. We got too much to look after. We got too many things. We got too much junk. We're overloaded with everything. They don't have nothing.
Amen.
Now, I'm not just trying to get you to quit being rich. I mean, I want your money. I'm just trying to tell you don't lie about it. I talk to these boys and they say, well, I'm saved. I said, you're lying to yourself. Quit lying to yourself.
Amen.
Quit telling yourself a lie.
Amen.
I mean, we're deceiving our own selves.
Amen.
Do you know what riches will do? It'll deceive you.
Amen.
The deceitfulness of riches. I mean, it'll cause you to think you're something when you're nothing.
Amen.
That rich man went to hell. He didn't go to hell because he's rich. He just went to hell because he didn't think he needed anything. Lazarus went to heaven because he thought he needed something. He wanted the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, and the dogs came and licked his sores. That's the only medicine he got, and he got to heaven. Now, he didn't go to heaven because he's poor. He got to heaven because he trusted one that'll take him there. And the rich man went to hell because he didn't think he needed anything.
Amen.
That's exactly where we're heading today. I'm in this country, they're heading to hell like the rich man and Lazarus. We're in that shape. Over yonder in Bulgaria, they're like old Lazarus. They're just eating the crumbs. We're over here eating the great thing, being dressed in all that purple and all that fine stuff. And we're going on our way to hell. America going to hell because we're lying to ourselves. We think, boy, it'll never happen to me. It is going to happen to you. Your day's about up. You better wake up. You say, ain't we going to get raptured out? If I was God, I wouldn't. I wouldn't take a lying bunch out of here that says and deceived. They are deceived. The church is deceived. We're rich. They say. It says here, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased in goods, have need of nothing, and knowest not. Now, man, that sounds just like Noah's day, don't it? Bible said Noah's day, they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. I mean, they don't know what's going on. They don't even know they're poor. They don't know they're miserable. My God, you ought to stand up here and look at you this morning. I mean, you ought to be where I'm at this morning and look how miserable some of you do look. I mean, you look pitiful. You look miserable. Oh, Lord God, if you find out how poor you are and coming by from God, gold tied in the fire, you say, well, God don't want my money. I know, but he's already paid for the gold. All you got to do is come get it. It's already paid for. Somebody, I heard somebody talking about that the other day, how they couldn't understand why God said, come and buy milk and money, without money and without price over to Isaiah. And said after a while they found out he'd done paid the bill.
Amen.
And he ain't put it on a credit card either. He done paid it. Bless God. It's already paid for. And if you want some fine linen, clean and white, I want you to know he got it for you. And you can get it. And you don't have to put it down or lay it away. You can have it this morning to wire home.
Amen.
It's already paid for. Folks say, that ain't so. Well, it is so.
Amen.
Listen to what they're saying. They said, we have need of nothing. And he said, you know not that you're wretched, miserable, poor, and blind, and naked. Now, you have to admit, we're like that.
Amen.
Don't look at me and sit there and think, well, what's he trying to do to us this morning? This is a Mother's Day. I know. I about give up all these holy days and holidays and, you know, all these other days. I'm going to preach what I think we need.
Amen.
You need something besides a mother this morning. You need God.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Listen to what it said here. It says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold cried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. Now, you're poor, but I've got some riches you can have. You can buy it from me because my son paid for it. Now, all you need to do is come get it. It's already paid for and it's laid away for you. Did you ever have anybody to lay something away for you? And they say, I want you to go up there to a certain store and tell them who you are and show them your identification and just tell them that I sent you. Boy, isn't that wonderful to have somebody to do that. And you go up there and there it is, already paid for. I like it when God does it like that.
Amen.
I like it when God buys somebody's breakfast like he did old Costigan the other day, that he didn't know them, they didn't know him, and he didn't even mention breakfast to them, but he didn't have the money to buy his breakfast and they bought it for him. I like it like that.
Amen.
I like it when God's so good. He comes by and does it. And he'd like to help us. I got to hurry. The Bible said that thou mayest be white raiments, gold, white raiments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, nor the eyes of thy saves. He's got all that for you. It's already ready for you. Now listen. I'm going to close with this. Behold, I stand at the door. I ask these fellas, where is the Holy Ghost? I know where he's at now. He's at the door.
Amen.
He's a knocking. He's a begging to come in. I know that the Bible said that my spirit will not always drive a man as it was in the days of Noah. I know that. But bless God, he ain't left the church. He's still trying to get in the church. I mean, it's pitiful to have a church that you won't let the Holy Ghost in. You won't let Jesus in. You won't let the one that redeemed it in. I mean, it belongs to him, but we've taken it over. And we're in control of it. And we don't want God in it. And we don't want the power of God in it. And we don't want somebody preaching the word of God in it. We just want to act like we're something. I want to tell you something this morning. I don't care how much you own, how much this church owns. I don't care what all we've got it going. We're still poor until he comes in. I mean, we're still naked until he clothes us. We're still blind until he gives us some eyesight. Honey, I want God to come in here and do what this brother was saying this morning. I want him to do it for us.
Amen.
And then he calls, I want him to do it for us. I don't want to go out of here and think, well, you know, we can't get nothing. Yeah, he didn't say, I'm going to stand at the door knocking. Now, if you clean up, get your dresses down, get your hair cut, get your glasses fixed up right, have the right color underwear on, I'll come in. Ain't that the stupidest thing you ever heard of? I mean, he's out there wanting to come in today. He don't care. You're already naked. I don't care if you got a $5,000 suit on. I don't care what kind of underwear you've got on, like some of these preachers preach. I mean, I'm just saying what I've heard some of them preach. I believe I'd walk out if somebody started preaching that junk, but anyhow, what does it matter what you've got on? You ain't got nothing on. When a church gets in that shape, they're naked. And you say, that church wasn't saved. I think all of them, I mean, there's no difference in them. He had seven churches and his seven angels, his seven golden candlesticks. This is just as good as the rest of them. It's all in bad shape. The only wrong thing wrong then, they couldn't see how bad off it was.
Amen.
I'm knocking. If you hear my voice, I don't tell you, and I'm closing.
Amen.
Some of you better hear the voice of God, or you go to hell.
Amen.
You ain't going to get saved till the Holy Ghost knocks on your door.
Amen.
And Jesus speaks to your heart. I mean, he's going to whisper sweet peace to you, or you're going to hell, and quit lying to yourself. We've got churches all over America that's lying to themselves. They say, we're okay, we got everything, we're doing great, we got thousands in Sunday school, ain't got a thing to do with it. In fact, about half, I talked to some of these boys, and some of them said, I just said a prayer after so-and-so. God help, ain't that pitiful. I mean, repeating a prayer will send you to hell as quick as anything else. I mean, if that's all you got, if you're just a repeat, and you just repeated a prayer after some dude that wanted to get a big crowd in church, if that's all you done, son, I mean, I'd be scared to death to go out of this church this morning.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm glad when the Holy Ghost come up here in the new ground and got me. I didn't repeat no prayers. I was praying out loud. I was hollering, God, do something.
Amen.
I mean, I'm going to hell.
Amen.
Now, if that don't happen to you, and listen, it may not happen the same way it did me, but I want to tell you one thing. You'll never get saved till the Holy Ghost comes by.
Amen.
And then here's a bunch of, I'd say these folks are saved, but they got him outside, tuck over. We're running the show.
Yeah. Amen.
We don't need him. We don't need nothing. They said we have need of nothing. That's what they say. We have need of nothing. Now God help a church that don't need God.
Amen.
God help a church that don't need Jesus every time they meet. God help a church that's got the wrong Jesus every time they meet. And God help a church that's got the wrong spirit every time they meet. And God help a church that's just got a healing service when they meet.
That's
Amen.
God help a church that that don't have a worship service. And that's all God wants you to do.
Amen.
He's not in it. You having all this other junk. You need to find out where he's at. He's outside. He'd like to get in. Let's stay. I want him in here. He's a moving. Now, see, I don't know if God is doing this or not. See, I don't know. I don't know about that. I won't practice that on God. But I do want to tell you one thing. God told the devil, I'm going to turn Job over to you.
Amen.
Here, I'm going to let you handle Job. You want that? Let's let you know the storm comes. Go to the house there and kill all the devil.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't think God's done that. He left the devil for you. You are not living as fast and as nice as you think you are. You think, boy, I'm saved. You may be in hell before that.
No, sir.
With mine.
Oh, God.
You better be safe. You don't know at all when you go. You don't have to keep riding the car. You keep riding the bus. I get scared every time this bus pulls off this ground. Believe me, I get scared to death. I mean, I share it all the time with God. I mean, I'd rather every one of them stay home. You say, oh, we need them to go save. Well, that bus needs to come over here and get them saved so that I can hear it. It's good. Won't they come in? Why don't churches come to this campaign? We'll say them all out to them. Oh, they want us to drag them out there so we need somebody to deal with them spiritually. Let's stand out there. So this is a very good time. Over there, let me bring that for tomorrow morning. Father, I pray that you help us go out of here. Watch over us and protect us, and please don't turn us over to the death. God, we're not ready to be trying to be no Lord. I mean, we're in a weak church over here trying to do something to God here. Lord, we ask you to help and have mercy and look at this day, Lord. I go with us, Lord, and I pray that you'll watch over us. Take care of us through the rest of the night. Through tomorrow, in Jesus' name. Amen.